AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, just ahead of the G7 summit, challenges the leaders of the other wealthy nations to help low-income countries beat the pandemic. Sagar Magani has this.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the host of the summit, says the seven nations will pledge to share 1 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines. On Capitol Hill today, a group of 10 senators, 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, have been working out a possible deal on an infrastructure bill. Maine Republican Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
The proposal, which still needs to be okayed by all 10 of the senators before being sent to the leadership, includes more than $500 billion in additional spending on President Biden's $1 trillion priority. In Washington, as part of a plea deal, Emma Coronel Aspiro, the wife of jailed Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded guilty to helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Jeffrey Lichtman is her attorney.
She was a very minimal participant in this, as noted in the plea agreement. Minimal participant. It was a very small part of this, of a much larger thing.
This is AP News. Federal health officials are investigating what appears to have been higher than expected reports of heart inflammation in male teens and young adults after they finished their 2-shot coronavirus vaccine regimens.
The CDC reports some 275 cases of heart inflammation, mostly in young men between the ages of 16 and 24. It's occurred after a second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, among 12 million people being vaccinated. But still, the agency will conduct further testing to see if these cases are linked to the vaccines or another cause. Inflammation can stem from infections, including a case of COVID, as well as certain medicines. And there have been rare reports following other types of vaccines. The CDC says the inflammation is very rare and shouldn't stop anyone over age 12 from getting vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.